1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. Israeli troops have surrounded Gaza City and cut off the northern part of the territory. Communications lost for several hours overnight as troops are expected to enter the city either today or tomorrow. Secretary of State Antony Blinken visiting Turkey today, the final leg of his Middle Eastern trip that began in Israel.
Blinken continues to press for a humanitarian pause to the conflict, a clear difference from the calls from leaders across the Arab world for a complete ceasefire. The Biden administration has said progress was being made on a pause in order to get hostages out and aid into Gaza. But Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said there will be no ceasefire until all the hostages are released.
ABC's Allison Kosick. Iowa Governor Kem Reynolds today endorsing not Trump, but Florida's Ron DeSantis in the upcoming presidential race, the election exactly a year away as of Sunday. This is ABC News. The driver of a big rig leading cops on a chase through parts of Texas. Details from ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
Police releasing the mugshot of 51-year-old Christopher Lebowski, the driver at the center of the hours-long chase across the Houston area this weekend. The 18-wheeler, owned by a Florida trucking company, was seen driving over medians, running red lights, and sideswiping cars.
I didn't even think I was going to make it because it was really fast.
Gene Fernandez says he narrowly avoided a head-on collision with the big rig, but his car was left totaled from the crash. The truck speeding through densely populated residential neighborhoods, police shooting out the tires, finally bringing the chase to an end, arresting Lebowski. They say they later found meth inside the truck's cabin.
And no slowing down Taylor Swift.
I'm lightning on my feet!
First week sales of the re-release of her hit album 1989, this one called 1989 Taylor's Version, beating the first week for the original, over 1.6 million copies sold. Liz Landers, ABC News.
Three little words no parent wants to hear.
My tummy hurts.
And it always seems to happen at the worst times, like in the middle of the morning rush when you still have homework to check and lunches to pack and, of course, you're already late for work. Luckily, there's Pepto-Kids. New Pepto-Kids gummies helps relieve occasional stomach upsets, turning those three words into these three words.
I feel better.
Bad time for stomach upsets? Good time for new Pepto-Kids gummies. Fast support for little tummies.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to scent season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new survey finds almost three-quarters of water samples drawn across Wisconsin last year were contaminated with PFAS chemicals. Scientists with the state sampled 450 private wells that reach no deeper than 40 feet. It's the first time Wisconsin sampled shallow groundwater away from large communities or PFAS cleanup and investigation sites. Most of the wells had PFAS concentrations lower than both state DNR and federal EPA standards. Wisconsin could get $229 million from Washington to help pay to keep children in daycare. It's part of an emergency request the Biden administration is making to Congress after pandemic daycare funding ran out at the end of September. The Wisconsin legislature rejected Governor Evers' special session on child care this fall. After that, Evers released $170 million in emergency funding. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers hold on to beat the Rams. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beat the Rams 20-3 at Lambeau Field. The turning point of the game may have come in the fourth quarter when defensive back Jaire Alexander deflected a deep pass intended for Cooper Kupp but was picked off by Packers rookie safety Anthony Johnson.
Quarterback was looking one way. I broke that way. Ja came out of nowhere, tipped it up, caught it.
I asked Jaire about the defense holding the Rams to just 3 points in the game.
Probably should have held them to zero, but, you know, it is exciting to see just 3 points. You know, you can win a lot of games like that.
Up next, the Packers head to Pittsburgh to face the Steelers. NBA, it's the Bucks and the Nets in Brooklyn. Tip-off time tonight in the Barclays Center at 6:30. The Bucks' Bobby Portis says at 3-2, things are coming along, but you've got to remember, the players are human, not video game characters.
When you put teams together, 5-6 new faces, it's going to take time to gel. This ain't 2K, you feel me? This is real life.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast skies today with highs around 61. Winds out of the southwest, 10 to 20 miles an hour. Overcast skies again tonight, lows dip down to about 38. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 42. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 50.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Well, thank you very much. Welcome back to hour number two of Mino and the Mayor here on a good-looking victory Monday. 54 degrees in Green Bay, 55 in Appleton, 56 in Oshkosh. You know, I will say this, though, Jim. A few weeks back, downtown Green Bay on Saturday was just loaded with Lions fans. I didn't see that many, like, no. Rams-type people.
I don't know if it was the L.A. thing or if it was the weather because, you know, they're a little...
Wussy?
Yeah, I'll be respectful to them, but yes, I think they were, and the weather reports initially weren't as good as it turned out to be. I mean, it did rain a little bit, but it wasn't cold at all. You're right. I thought, because there were a lot of tickets available, though. I mean,
Lots and lots. You know what I saw Saturday morning around here? It was lots and lots of Packer people who were, like, staying in the hotels. So, from Milwaukee, the UP, whatever, but it seemed like a big Packer contingent versus... You know, the other team.
Not a lot of blue in the stadium. No. I would agree with you. But, it was like we said, the game was good, right? The rookies
they
stepped
gotta win.
Up. They got to win.
But, let's just go with that.
All right.
They got to win. So I'm leading in the poll. Who looks younger? 70 to 30. Are you ready to concede?
No.
Mr. Mayor?
No.
Mr. Mayor, would you like to concede?
No.
Because this is the exit poll.
I don't concede, and then I also don't lose. So.
Okay. Well, we'll see
but
how
we
goes.
Are. Yeah. Okay. But
we're with Ryan from Midwest Restoration.
He does look younger than us.
He looks younger than anybody. So Ryan from Midwest Restoration are just wonderful, wonderful sponsors of ours. And Ryan, I want you to introduce your special guest.
No, so through the channels and through all the work that we do, we did meet this nonprofit group, VCR, Victims Crisis Response Unit, and they are out of Appleton, Oshkosh. Some of the most enduring, kindest people and kindest volunteers I'd ever met. So with me today, I brought Cheryl Dingman, and she runs all the volunteers for this program. Very busy lady. So with that, I'll turn it over. Cheryl?
Welcome, Cheryl. We're glad you're here. I just want to, Ryan, thank you for introducing her. So... these scenes that happen, be it a fire, a flood, there's people there, and Ryan does a good job of talking to them, but you have 53 volunteers. Tell us what you bring to this situation.
So what our organization does, we do have 53 volunteers, and we have two paid. That's the director and then myself. But our job is we are an extension of law enforcement, and we get paged out to the scenes, so it can be crime scenes, and it can be even just a sudden death scene. And so our job is to go and support the victims on scene and help get them connected to resources that they don't even realize are even out there available.
Well, it's not the thing you think about, that you'd ever need until this time of crisis, right?
And when you think about even just a loved one passing away, waking up in the middle of the night and then seeing your grandmother or your husband or your wife that has passed away, that is a trauma in their life. And in that midst of trauma, nobody can think straight. So you don't think about funeral homes and you don't think about the list of things that has to be done. And you don't think about, you know, being able to maybe, if you have children in the family, getting them connected to some kind of grief counseling. And that is something that our organization has a ton of resources. This community has, excuse me, so many resources available.
And you, the communities that you serve, Outagamie, Winnebago, are you guys in Brown as well?
No, we are not. We're Winnebago and Outagamie right now.
Okay. So. And what a great, I guess, service. I'm resource. Looking for a strong resource, I should say. Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for. And you show up 24/7?
24/7, 365. So we are paged out. Everybody's phone gets a phone call and a text message from the dispatch center. So if we're paged out in Outagamie County, it comes from Outagamie's, you know, comm center, same with Winnebago. And then it will say, like the text will say the police department and what the call is for and the address that we're going to.
Who makes that first call to you guys?
The law enforcement
Okay. Lets
dispatch know, and then dispatch pages out. They'll say, please page out VCRs is what they'll say.
Tell our listeners of an example. Like if somebody, don't tell the names or anything.
Oh, no. Confidentiality is right. Upheld, what, you know, to the highest extent. But for example, I can give really like a severe call, which could be like a homicide suicide. And with that, we would get paged out. And obviously, the scene is safe before we're paged out. Law enforcement will never put us in a position where we are in any kind of danger. And a lot of times we will end up, once we're paged, meet the victims at the police station if the scene is too active. So they'll bring the families to the police station, and then we'll do that. But we also do get paged out to scenes, too. We get there. We are introduced. We are told by the law enforcement kind of a rough, like, names and what happened. And then we go from there. Our job is to sit there and be with people on the worst day of their life.
Just got a texter. We had a death in our family. Those folks really helped us through those first several hours and beyond. Huge thank you.
Oh, that gives me chills. Thank you so much. I love hearing that. I love hearing the impact that my team has on the community and getting those letters that say, you know, you guys, we don't know what we would have done without you there. We had no idea we even needed somebody.
And you're more than just at that point in time. I mean, there's good follow-up with your organization, right? Talk a little bit about that.
Yep, there is follow-up. So we always do at least one follow-up call. And our goal is to not stay attached to those victims. Our goal is to get them connected to those resources.
Right.
But sometimes those people need just a little extra push. So there's always that guarantee of the one phone call follow-up. But then sometimes you might have to do two or three, depending on how sensitive that situation was.
I can't imagine, and Ryan talked about it, and Ryan's got three kids, he's got a huge heart, and he really, you know, those kinds of things, but for the, you know, adults, okay, it's catastrophic, whatever, but you're still, you're a grown-up. For kids to be, because, I mean, I've been around some of those situations, it's a scary situation, just as a person on the outside coming into something like that, much less a little kid, all of a sudden their world changes. How is that dealing with them?
Kids will always, those littles, we call them the littles for us because there's just such a wide variety. They will always have a special place in our hearts. Those kids did not ask to be put into most of those situations. We go to a lot of domestic violence. We go to a lot of child abuse. We do a lot of sexual abuse calls that we have to go on, and we help support them. And it's really hard. And I'm going to put a little plug in the fact that I absolutely preach self-care to my volunteers, because we go on some of the worst calls. You can't even imagine some of them.
Go ahead. Sure.
So I make sure that self-care is a top priority for our volunteers. I want them to make sure that they're taking care of themselves as well. And so we make sure that they have what they need in front of them.
We're with Cheryl Dingman, volunteer coordinator, community outreach manager, Fox City's Victim Crisis Response Team. What you guys do is amazing, Jim.
It really is. And I you're to be applauded, but you're driven by volunteers. Mm-hmm. And not sure that that's something you really want to sign up for. And you get the people who've got it in their heart. What kind of training do they go through? Because it's traumatic.
It is. And I will say that most of our volunteers have had some kind of trauma in their life. And through that trauma, they have realized that they don't want others to go through it the way that they went through it in theirs. And so the training, I do the trainings, and that we usually do a whole weekend. So it's like a Friday afternoon and then all day Saturday, all day Sunday. That requires, like, I bring in a coroner to talk to the group because I want them to understand what that role is on scene. We do experience a lot of that. I bring in domestic violence shelters to talk to the group to let them understand from their point of view what's going on. We talk about all the different types of calls that we go on. The overdoses and the domestic violence are off the chain right now. They're just, it's that time of year. We're coming into where we don't have as much sun, which increases the suicide rate. We have a ton of those right now as well. So those would probably be our top three calls that we really, really get paged out to help.
My friend works in the funeral business, and he doesn't say anything from behind the scenes, but I'm shocked at the number of suicides. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I know the obituaries try to hide it, not hide it, but you know what I mean? Just kind of unexpectedly or whatever. What's going on with that? And I deal a lot with, and we're going to have a lady coming up, Nicole from the Veterans Services Department of UW Green Bay. But I work with different veterans groups. One of their main goals, almost like their main goals, preventing suicides of veterans. Mm-hmm. I've got five. I can personally name five guys I know that committed suicide mm-hmm. that served in Iraq and Afghanistan. What's going on?
There's a lot of mental health disease. There really is. And it's really hard to get in to see people. So like the appointments get pushed out, you're several months out. So, you know, in that waiting time, they really, really struggle. But there's so many other different organizations that we can refer to at least get them some kind of sudden contact. If I'm on scene and I'm recognizing that somebody really needs to talk to somebody right now, but they can't wait 3 months to get in, I have organizations that I can connect these people to. I can make that referral over to them and say, can you at least do a point of contact? Because now that victim feels like they've actually been heard and they feel like that they have a point and somewhere to start with. I've spent hours on the phone. My work phone never shuts off. It doesn't matter if I'm out of town. It doesn't matter if I'm at home. It doesn't matter if I'm, you know, in Arizona with family. My work phone is on and I will always talk to people.
Well, this service that you provide is no charge to mm-hmm. to the victims.
That's correct.
How are you funded and how can we help with that? How are you funded? Let me ask that.
So we work off of the VOCA grant, which is a Victims of Crime Act grant. So every crime call that we are on, we do reports for. So all calls, we do reports, but our reporting, all the crimes get reported to the crime. And then we work off of donations and fundraising. So
both of you. Okay. I got to ask this. What do you guys have inside of you that you guys can handle this and you want to spend your lives with your phone on? Might be the middle of the night and you'll be sent out into like a traumatic, terrible situation. What do you guys have inside you that allow you to do this? I couldn't do it. What do you have? What chromosome am I missing here?
It's not for everybody, obviously. And we tell people that when they interview. But it is a true desire to want to help people. It's a true desire to help somebody in the worst time of their life, to put that little small band-aid on what it is that they have going on, that cut.
No, and literally for me, it's like once you actually do see the difference you can make in a life in a 5 to 30 minute span, you go home and you know that feeling you get when you leave church sometimes or just you get that feeling inside you that it's complete nirvana. And that is what drives us to run at night. That's what drives us to answer the calls 24/7. That's what drives us to be the best we can.
Ryan from Midwest Restoration.
Cheryl
Digman, Volunteer Coordinator, Community awesome. Outreach Manager. You are the type of people that make a difference in this world. You're the people in this community that make a difference. We just BS for a living. God bless you both. Thank you for what you do.
Thank you.
And I hope I never have to call either one of you.
But if you do, 920 Midwest.
There you go. Mine on the Mayor. Back after this.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, You might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
GBW, WISS on a good looking Victory Monday morning. 7:20 coming your way, 54 degrees in Appleton, Green Bay, Oshkosh, pretty much all the same. Special thanks to our boy Ryan from Midwest Restoration and Cheryl Digman, volunteer coordinator, community outreach manager, Fox City's victim crisis response. Two people that are better than us in every way, pretty much, Jim.
But that happens all the time, though.
Why,
John,
is that that you know, everybody we like, bring in is.
I thought this.
They like do more for society. They help people more than us.
I wake up. I'm excited to come to work, and then I go home. Like, and I'm like, man, I've done nothing.
Everybody
in my
was
life.
Better than us that I we know. Brought on. Right. We're gonna change. Today's a good day.
It is.
You're
a good
starting
day.
Your plant based diet today.
I think so. Today or tomorrow.
Today or tomorrow. Pretty quick.
Yeah.
And this is a big week. I mean, the whole month is devoted to veterans and everything. And we got some great guests coming on this week. Veterans.
Did you see all the NFL guys?
Yeah. Love those. Oh, man.
That's what my wife said.
I want one of those pullovers.
That's what she
said. Oh, my
said.
God. Those hoodies on the sideline. I want
those
one of those.
Those are good. That's cool.
That are they selling those at the pro shop now?
Don't. They are? Okay.
Those
are so cool.
Those are cool.
I want
Donna
one
said
so
that
bad.
Yesterday, and I'm like, that
did
is cool.
Did she say I look good in one of those?
No, we didn't get that far. We just kind of.
How's the poll? Mino, who's look younger? Mino, 70%. The mayor, 30. Are you ready to concede?
No, I think we're going to.
We got Nicole Stockman here. Veteran
Nicole,
services,
maybe a winner take
director,
all with
UWGB.
Nicole.
UWGB. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, actually, but you know what else, though? We can't control inflation or skyrocketing prices, but there is something that can be done at home. Dramatically help lower your energy costs year-round by replacing drafty windows and doors. Pella Windows and Doors can have them installed in as little as 6 weeks, and now you can save even more by taking advantage of no interest and no down payment for up to 36 months when you order by November 30th. Set your free in-home consultation today. Just go to PellaWI.com. Great people with Pella. Nicole Stockman here, Veteran Services, UW Green Bay. This is going to start off a big week of veteran situations here on our show. Welcome, Nicole.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
When we first saw each other, tell everybody where we knew each other from.
Okay, so we are old friends.
Careful.
From I was a cheerleader for UWGB and the Packers, and you were always with us. We were traveling to Dayton. We went to Dallas, the Super Bowl. And you were
always with the cheerleaders.
Right.
I got a question. Like, is there any good stories on this that you can tell us about John Mino?
Not right now.
Yeah, because Nicole, it is a family show. So, all right.
Boy, you were there for a good era, though.
Yeah,
I mean, the Packers
sure
were going
was.
To the Super Bowl. GB was going to the NCAA tournaments.
Yeah.
That was a fun era.
We had a great time, and it was, you know, fun at that age to be able to be given that opportunity. To travel like that and have those experiences.
And good people.
Oh, so much fun. We had just a blast.
Yes, that was a fun time.
Yeah.
And you guys at GB have really reached out to the veterans in our community for many years, but from education, explaining them to some of the assistance they can have, from grants to get them enrolled. And this week, you really honor the veterans, ending, of course, with the chancellor's reception, and Johnny and I have both spoken at that. Tell us, I think that's great.
Well, first of all, tell us how you got involved from being a Green Bay cheerleader to, you know, being director of Veteran Services, right, UWGB.
Well, so after I graduated, I married a guy in the service who also graduated from UWGB. He just retired a couple of years ago as a commander in the Navy. Wow. And I was with him for 23 years, traveled the world as a Navy spouse. So during that time, I was the department head of a Naval Hospital in Groton, Connecticut.
Wow.
And then when I moved back here and this job opened up at UWGB, it was just a really good fit for me.
Perfect. That's a pretty prestigious position. Sounds like you've had
to. Yeah.
How was it being a world traveling Navy wife?
Oh my gosh, it was amazing. The Navy was really great to us. We had our son in Germany, then moved over to Yokosuka, Japan, and we were stateside all over the place. So we just had a lot of fun. It was great.
How many different ports of call?
Oh my goodness. I don't even know if I could count. I've been to about, 17 countries. You just get that opportunity. We are stationed in Stuttgart, Germany. It's cheap to travel over there. Mm-hmm. And the Navy actually gives you opportunities to get those experiences. So, you know, a long weekend every month, and we would just take those opportunities to get
That's
those.
That's awesome. Wow, and to bring that all back and to help with the education of not only what you've done, but to connect, you know, the people who the veterans with the educational opportunities at UWGB. That's great. You're doing that. Have you seen the USS Green Bay, the Navy ship that's dedicated?
I have. Do you know? And this is another kind of crazy story. So, James, who I was married to, did public affairs out of Millington, Tennessee. And when they commissioned the USS Green Bay, he was in charge of that. So all of the public affairs from Millington came up here. So I was, I got to meet the crew, and we went to the game with them, and we were here for the commissioning. And it was, such a great opportunity.
We know each other from that, because that was a huge deal for this city to get that namesake. How are things going at GB? How are our military doing out there?
Great. So we have a great population. Right. It's veterans, active duty, drilling, spouses, and children. We have a population of approximately 1,300. About 277 of those are veteran or still in service. And then about 933, which are spouses and children of veterans who are under military benefit.
For a school that size, that's huge.
Yeah, it
that's
is.
That's a huge it number.
Is. It is, yeah. Yeah.
Now, what are some of the things, you know, we were talking about that, and not to bring up a dark side of this, but when we were just talking with the young lady that we just had about suicides, and I work closely or try to with some of the organizations that are basically prevent veteran suicides. And it's just a different world sometimes in dealing with the veterans, isn't it? And as far as and you've seen it firsthand, but it is a crisis that's happening out there with some of the veterans. What are some of the things you guys try to do to kind of, you know, be those middlemen to help them out? Because obviously you want to get them to, you know, more, you know, serious help type of thing. But sometimes it's that first person.
It is.
Like you guys that makes such a difference. You need that first.
Absolutely. And it's not just educational benefits. So let's just make that clear. They do come to UWGB for the education, but there's such a broad scope of other things that we need to address. We have a collaborative effort across campus to support our students through mental health, physical health, advising, anything like that. Anyone that comes in with PTSD, headaches, light sensitivity, anything like that is something we can talk about, and that we're there to help them and make them successful in their academic career.
And like what we were just talking about beforehand, you know, it could take 3 months sometimes to get in to see the quote-unquote professional, whatever you want to call it, therapist or whatever. But that first step has to be to somebody like you. And a lot of times people are reluctant to make that first step. So I'm sure you try to advocate, hey, my door's open. Come on in.
All the time. And that's what I'm there for.
Nicole, can you stick around?
I can.
You got something going on every day this week.
This is too important to let you go.
I want to talk about Wednesday.
Yep. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Where's Nicole Stockman, Veteran Services, UW Green Bay, Mino and the Mayor, back right after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. Israeli troops have surrounded Gaza City and cut off the northern part of the territory. Communications lost for several hours overnight as troops are expected to enter the city either today or tomorrow. Secretary of State Antony Blinken visiting Turkey today, the final leg of his Middle Eastern trip that began in Israel.
Blinken continues to press for a humanitarian pause to the conflict, a clear difference from the calls from leaders across the Arab world for a complete ceasefire. The Biden administration has said progress was being made on a pause in order to get hostages out and aid into Gaza. But Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said there will be no ceasefire until all the hostages are released.
ABC's Allison Kosick. Iowa Governor Kem Reynolds today endorsing not Trump, but Florida's Ron DeSantis in the upcoming presidential race, the election exactly a year away as of Sunday. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is dismissing suggestions that a conservative advertising blitz persuaded him to move articles of impeachment forward against Megan Wolf. The group bought $100,000 of TV and newspaper ads in Milwaukee calling for Voss's ouster. Voss tells the Cap Times the group doesn't understand how the process works. Wisconsin Democrats are in campaign mode a year early. They're launching a statewide organizing effort in 115 communities this weekend. President Biden might not have long coattails in Wisconsin. State Party Chair Ben Wickler says that won't matter.
Voters are casting ballots because of the issues, because of their yearning for freedom, because they want to have the power to make their own decisions about their own bodies, because they want to live in a democracy.
Wickler points to Democrats' recent wins for statewide office and Jenna Protasiewicz's Supreme Court victory. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Everywhere you look, from groceries to utilities to gas, prices keep going up. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin can dramatically help lower your energy costs year-round by replacing drafty windows and doors in as little as 6 weeks. And now you can save even more by taking advantage of no interest and no down payment for up to 36 months when you order by November 30th. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details on rents 11/30/2023.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast skies today with highs around 61. Winds out of the southwest, 10 to 20 miles an hour. Overcast skies again. Tonight, lows dip down to about 38. Cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 42. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 51.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit bugtussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Damage from a flood or fire, sewage backup, mold remediation, or biohazard crisis. In all of these situations, you need help. That's why Midwest Restoration is here for you. They're absolute experts at coming in and taking care of anything that needs to be done. For them, it's not just a job, it's personal. Dedicated to lending a hand during your time of need. Midwest Restoration, call 920-MIDWEST. That's 920-MIDWEST. 24/7, 365. Always there when you need them most.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion
companion to your local civic media radio station. From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
And I'll talk about the Chancellor's dinner too, right? But we'll go through the week.
Or you can talk about it right on the air. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here at WGBW, WISS 734. On your Victory Monday morning with Nicole Stockman, Veteran Services Director, UW Green Bay, 17 years as a naval spouse, traveling around the world. It's so much fun talking here just about your travels in Europe. And I mentioned to Jim, my son Dominic is over in Europe right now and sent us a picture of his Pilsner beer he's having this morning at the at the St. Norbert Abbey in Prague and everything. And, you know, he just talks about, you know, you get on a train and you're in a different country. And, we don't have that here in America. You know, we get on a train and, you know, maybe go to Montana or something. Yeah. If you're doing it, it's like, you know, 4 days. But people don't realize how great it is traveling over there. And you really took advantage of that, didn't you?
Yes, we did. We did. Well, we were stationed in Stuttgart, Germany. So, you know, it was a little bit more centrally located and had the opportunity to go to France, Austria, Spain, Greece, you know, just, you know, that's how we spent our extra time.
That's awesome.
You know, people don't realize it. I mean, obviously Iraq and Afghanistan aren't places you want to travel to, but a military career, the opportunities for worldwide travel are incredible, aren't they?
I mean, incredible.
They used to say, you know, join the Navy and see the world.
It's true.
And it's true.
Right, right. And, you know, I'm not trying to detract from the fact that when we were over there, James was part of AFRICOM. So he, you know, Stuttgart was a centrally located base where he was able to get to Africa back and forth. So he was doing some very serious work over there. With that being said, you know, the time off is when we would enjoy that travel and really try to get some downtime in for him.
Well, I will say one thing. People don't realize you don't have – Navy isn't always on the water. When I embedded in Iraq one of the times, I was with a Navy unit, and they were in Sadr City, which is a horrible neighborhood in Baghdad, and they were working civil affairs types of things.
Right.
And I mean, they were, you know, you think, well, everybody in the Navy's on a ship or doing whatever. And that's not the case. They're ground pounders just like everybody else at times.
They sure are. And they need different MOSs in different parts of the country, you know, different countries at different times, depending on their needs.
Or in the air.
Or in the air. or under the water. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's all over.
They spend a lot of time in the air. I mean, that's awesome what the Navy does. I have not served in that, but I do want to say, when I was reading up on you, you have something going on starting today every day at UWGB to regarding this the ROTC. You have rappelling coming up.
Yes, on Wednesday we have our rappelling event at the Crest Center from 8 until noon. So I'm excited about that. I'm going to be one of the people rappelling. So
from the ceiling, from the rafters,
from the rafters.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Todd.
Todd?
I think they wear little harnesses, right? Jim, you'd be okay to Todd, give it a shot.
I was
he was bragging.
I was okay, bragging during break until I was telling Nicole during break when I was at St. Norbert, I was in ROTC. That 2 years, then you have to make a decision whether you want to go in for six, right? And then they pay you for that. But in our training, besides shooting guns and that, we did rappel off Minahan, which was kind of cool. I just want to say that I was one of the people that rappelled off Lambeau Field. I did not I would never, ever do that again. That I was scared. I didn't like that. That's high.
It is. It's high.
I mean,
that Lambeau Field, it's high.
Yeah. Johnny, just let me tell you, the training, like we climbed up this little step ladder. The guy goes, okay, you're ready. I'm like, so we get up there, and that's what? That's got to be 1,000 feet, right?
Oh, my God. It's not 1,000 feet. 1,000 feet?
Okay, so.
Well, it's 100.
Okay. 1,000.
That was really, really high.
Was it a free rappel, or did you have really, really a face to put your feet on?
The building was what we put our feet
okay,
on.
Okay, so this is actually a free rappel that they're doing at the Crest Center. So there is nothing to put your feet on except for when you launch yourself off, you are just coming down.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, so, we did the buildings where you jump back another 6 feet, 8 feet.
Okay, I still. Yeah. Ooh, our poll here. Who's looking younger, Mino or the mayor? Mino, 68 to 32. Are you ready to concede, Mr.
No,
Mayor?
No. Okay. I'm not, and I want to get back to this repelling. Okay.
Well, hang on. No, but here's why I'm going to say. You want to talk about scary. I told you that show I was watching. Have you watched that show, Special Forces, Making of Special Forces, where it's all celebrities, you know, they put them through Special Forces training?
No, I haven't seen that yet.
What they do is they're at, like, Hoover Dam, which is 300 feet. It's not 1,000, okay? But when they repel, what they have to do is they face forward and, like, run down the side of the thing. And there were people, I think one of them was Des Bryant, the old cowboy. He, like, wouldn't do it. And yeah. I mean, people like, I'm out. But they run straight down.
Right, right. It's the reverse, right?
Yes.
So you have.
Have you ever done that?
I haven't done it reverse. No. I've just rappelled out in Utah. We did on a canyon. I took my son out there and we did some rappelling. And then now I had the opportunity to do the free rappel at the Crest Center with our ROTC unit. So
wow.
Yeah, and they're master rappellers. So sure. I mean, they just know exactly what they're doing. The safety is there, and you know, they make it fun. So it's
another thing I can never do. I saw this one time was the with the helicopters, where the guys rappel out of helicopters.
Yes, yeah. So a lot of that training is in Yokosuka, Japan. So for the Marines, yeah.
Yes,
so
that's right. It was when I was in San Diego. I had to go do a thing for the Marine recruiters, do a video for them, and they were doing that. And it's like, oh, my goodness.
Oh, and it's so great. We would just sit on the water and just watch the practice for hours. Yeah.
And you know, people don't realize, and I talk about this all the time, and I spoke yesterday at a little event in Hampton, and whenever I go anywhere, I make sure I talk about this. Female veterans do not get enough credit for the training they've gone through, for the places they've been in. You know, they always say that, you know, the women weren't going to be on the front lines. Well, in Iraq and Afghanistan, everything's a front line. I mean, it's no whatever. And women, people don't understand the training these women get in the military, and you've seen it firsthand. Go ahead and explain that.
It's not an easy thing. No. It's very intense, and coming in as a woman, you're just up against a whole different animal, I feel like, than a man, because you have a set of standards to meet just like everybody else, but in your head, you're in a man's world, essentially. So,
got this text from Jeff. He said, reverse repelling is called Australian style repelling.
Oh, thank you, Jeff.
Very nice, Jeff. Thank you very much. Did you ever do that?
No, I was just looking up. I'm going to bring in a picture for Johnny this week. I'm going to find that picture of me repelling. You know, that's really high up there.
How high is Lambeau?
I was trying to find it when she was talking.
It's not 1,000 feet, Jim.
No, that would be kind of high.
That would be really high.
But it's, John, it's
way over. Like, how high is the Empire State Building?
It's way over 100. No, I'm just saying that Lambeau Field that's the tallest point in Green Bay, right? The top of, and we went over the top. It wasn't any
I
of
thought
this.
Bellin was.
We didn't go out the window. No, we went to the top. I'm going to find that. I want to talk more about your events, but I just want to say this repelling thing. First of all, I've done it. John hasn't. So that's just for starters. But then I think I went a lot
well,
higher
maybe
than.
Maybe we can set it up so you can go, John.
There you go. There you go.
When is that? Boy, I got a busy
week. Are you busy?
I got such a busy. And did I mention my knee? Yeah. Did I mention I got a really bad knee?
Like every 5 minutes.
Okay.
Cheryl, tell us a little bit more about, Nicole, tell us a little bit more about, I want to go through the week. This is a big, big
go
week.
Ahead. Give us your
so
whole
we got
week.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And that Chancellor's thing is pretty cool on Friday.
It is
open to the public as
it
well.
It is so, open anyway, to the
but
public.
You can start with today if you want.
Okay. So today we have our POW table in Leona Cloud Commons in the University Union at 12:30. Cadets Andrew Lopez and Elizabeth Gurin will perform the ceremony, which is going to recognize the sacrifices of those Americans that have been prisoner of war and to remind the nation of those still missing in action.
Right. Have you ever seen it? The ceremony?
Absolutely.
It's really cool.
A little somber, but
it's very cool.
It's very somber. Yep. Right, very
and there's a reason for every single thing on that table.
Yes, absolutely.
It signifies
glass,
something.
Yeah. Right, the lemon, the salt shaker, the empty chair.
Yes. Yep. It's really cool.
It is. It's great.
What else you got?
Tuesday, we are having a veteran brunch in Marianne Coffrin, 227, which is the Vet Lounge, from 11 until 1. We just encourage anybody that wants to come out and support our students, faculty, and staff who are currently serving or who have served. They can come out, grab a hot breakfast, pastries, coffee. It's just a wonderful way to engage with our staff.
Awesome. Very cool.
Then Wednesday, of course, we have the rappelling event from 8 until noon at the Crest Center.
Until noon, busy.
Oh my God.
I get off at one.
We have after.
I'm gonna talk to someone.
No,
we're gonna
I don't want to change the rules
I'll
for
pay
me.
The, I'll pay the guy.
I know. They're union. They can't change the otherwise, I'd be all over it.
And then Thursday, I've joined forces with our athletic department for the UWGB men's basketball game. Emily Rivero of Fox Valley Battalion SROTC will be rappelling the game ball down.
Nice!
That's cool.
At the start of the game.
Why don't you have Sundance do it?
You know what? That was my original suggestion.
Really?
And they frowned upon that suggestion.
Sundance frowned upon that.
Yeah, I was going to say, did Sundance.
They said he's got enough going on, Nicole. He doesn't need to rappel the game ball down,
Gotcha. Yeah. So, he's great, though, isn't he?
Oh, you know what? I just think they just made such a great selection with him. The energy, the drive. It's just what we need right now in this time of rebuilding that we're going
totally
through.
Totally agree. You know what? If nothing else, bring some enthusiasm to work with.
Absolutely.
And that's what he does. That was fun. We were at the game the other night. That was actually a good game. And it's funny for yourself there, your old classmate, Gary Gresh, coaching against your old, where you work and where you went to school and everything. So I think it's great that a lot of the guys from Green Bay are still here. And like Nordgard was at the game.
Yeah,
and people
sat right behind me.
I think that's great that it's still that kind of a community.
Well, I asked him who he was cheering for because
Gary was his best friend.
Right. And I didn't even know that was Gary. He pointed it out to me. He said, hey, look, Gary's coaching the, you know, St. Norbert's.
Yeah, right.
I said, well, who are you rooting for then?
Although how old do you feel when Gary's son is playing college basketball?
Oh my gosh. When I found out that was his son, I just about
remember him from the first grade at Resurrection School.
Yeah,
and
the time flies, doesn't it?
He actually had a pretty good game.
Oh, he's really good.
He's really good.
Johnny and I
were in the same position. I mean, we're huge supporters, obviously, of both places. We had both coaches on, like, in the same week. So it's like, you know, we had to, like, clap for everyone. That was a great game. And all right, so that's – she's going to repel right down with the game ball, right, center court.
She is. Wow. She is, yeah. And Emily is a member of the 2022 runner-up five-person Ranger Challenge team. So you talk about women in training.
Yeah.
She is intense.
Yeah.
So
I remember when I was in Ranger training.
Yeah, right.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I just, Nicole.
That was like when I was mayor.
I was
in park ranger training.
I was legit. But Nicole, that
Colburn Park.
Exactly, Colburn Park training ranger. Yes.
But the chancellor's reception, that is a nice event. Tell us a little bit about that. That's Friday evening, right?
It is Friday, from 4 till 6 on the 10th.
Yeah.
So this gives the opportunity for Chancellor Alexander to recognize our new incoming students under military benefit, those that are graduating, and those that are under veteran scholarship. And then we also recognize the donors who made those scholarships possible.
Yeah.
And I'm still amazed at how many veterans you have at UW-Green Bay. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Out of your 5,000?
Right.
And you took over for Elena, who I worked with for years and years.
Yes.
Wonderful lady. And you're just picking up the mantle and moving on with you. You guys have done such a great job out there for our veterans.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. You know, we do the best that we can, and we're serving just a great population out there and very proud of it.
So, Nicole, there's something online in case people didn't, you know, if they're driving now. Can you go online to what's your website?
Your whole schedule of events?
You know what? I think it's on the UWGB website.
Okay. UWGB.edu.
Yeah, right. That's correct. Veterans. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Look it up. Come out there. I mean, there's something going on every day this week. Come out and support our veterans who are at the University of Wisconsin Green Bay and really go out there and thank UWGB for reaching out to our veterans and to the students who are in the military. It's terrific what you guys do out there.
Thank you. And it was great. Thank you for having me.
You're awesome.
Okay, when we go to break, then you can tell some stories about GB days.
And John with the cheerleaders.
Nicole Stockman, Veteran Services, UW Green Bay. So wonderful having you here. Congratulations.
Yes, and nice to see you. Thank you.
Take care, Nicole.
Yeah,
nice. Mind of the Mayor back after this.
It was still September. Quite surprised.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
All right, Nicole Stockman, Veterans Service, UWGB. Try and get out there this week. There's something going on every night. You know, it starts today with the Veterans Table honoring the, it's a little bit more of a solemn event, but of course there's a Veterans Brunch, there's the Repelling event, and then check out the game on Thursday. I mean, we want to support UWGB. They do so much for this community, and of course the Phoenix are playing St. Francis. That's Thursday at 6 p.m., and they're going to repel right the game ball down from the center court.
How about this?
A lot of good things
going
on. How
about this, Jim?
Yeah.
How about we do a game where you repel the ball down?
No, John, we're busy that night.
Why? You keep talking. Nope, okay.
I did repel. I've repelled twice.
You keep talking about your
repelling
expertise.
I was like really, really good.
So maybe we will bring that back.
So Jim has this idea that somewhere in the future we're going to do this big ping pong ball drop, right?
We're doing that.
What if we kick that off with you repelling from this helicopter that you talked about?
I think that would be fantastic.
I think, no, hey, it was my idea. Johnny can repel from the helicopter.
You told you I got a bad knee.
Okay.
Torn meniscus. Okay, let's just take a guy with torn meniscus and have him rappel out of a helicopter. We're doing,
okay. There's a lot
Will
of good
you do
going
that,
on.
Yes or no?
No, I don't know yet. I have
you
to think
said
about
you
it.
Have before.
I want to get a little bit more data on my when I repelled off Lambo. I want to find that
picture.
It's higher than you think, though. It's more than 100. I'll tell you that. It is
got
more
here,
than
100. Big one tonight for UWGB at Iowa State.
Oh.
I coached a kid at Kimberly who is on the Iowa State team. Jackson Pavletsky should be fun. Terry. There he is. He's a great player. He's outstanding. Saw him
GB's
in high school.
He's at Iowa State tonight.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool.
So why won't you repel again? Just tell me a reason why. Give me a good reason. One good reason. Other than fear, give me a reason why you won't repel.
Because he went bowling and he's sore today.
Oh, that's right.
Right. Oh, my
I'm
God.
So sorry. I went bowling this
but I'm
weekend.
Gonna be, but that's, well, no, by Thursday. No, I'm not going to be in good shape by Thursday. But
okay, we need to know. Okay, wait a minute. Here's what we need to know.
John.
We're going to have a bet. I bet Lambeau Field isn't higher than 100 feet.
Oh, I'll bet you that.
We're on a bet.
Okay.
Deal? Lunch. Plant-based lunch.
Well, I don't know about, okay, we'll do plant-based.
Okay.
It'll be cheaper.
All right. How high is Lambeau Field?
No. Does anybody just wait. Okay. The question is.
We got a bet.
No,
Todd, your witness.
You make these
bet.
Questions and they're so.
Todd, legitimate bet?
No, yeah, but, yeah. But I think you got to qualify the question. John does it all the time. He's like, well, okay. So the question is, I repelled off Lambeau Field.
I give you that. I
at
salute you.
At what point, at that highest point, that is more than 100 feet that I repelled
no,
off
not.
That building?
No, it's not. I say no.
That's
Todd,
10,
what are you
that's
saying?
10 stories.
So where on the building did you repel?
I could see Kroll's. It was on that side, the west side.
Okay. Oh, it's across the street. Okay, that's good.
Well, no, it was the west side, which I think is the highest
point. Oh, I thought you meant you were so high up you could see Kroll's.
I could see Chicago, man. I was so high.
I could see three states.
The atrium is 5 stories high.
Okay, so that's 50 feet.
Boy, I think it's higher, John. I got to look it up. Okay, you guys, let's. Okay.
All right. Who?
No,
anybody
that's
over there,
more than
anybody
50
at Lambeau Field
feet.
Listening? How high is Lambeau Field?
Actually,
the firefighters should know because they put that on, don't they? Is it the Green Bay Fire Department?
No, they were there. They were there, but.
Ma, are you listening? My man, Ma.
So,
did you work the repelling Actually, Nick did. I should get a hold of Nick because he did. He probably did the same you did.
Yeah.
Five stories is 54.13 feet.
It was higher than that, man.
She went 54 feet.
No, it was a lot higher than 54 feet. A lot higher. That might be the atrium where the windows are, but we went up on top, Johnny. That's what I'm saying. Nobody.
On top of the press box?
Right.
You're on top of the press box?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's high.
That's where you rappelled down.
Yeah.
Top of the press box.
Well, it wasn't the press box. We were a little bit over on that. I got some work to do on that. But anyway, I'm sure there are a lot of, we raised money. I don't even know what the money went toward.
Okay.
We had to get sponsors. And then I think it was like, I don't know.
All right.
Hundreds, maybe $1,000. Maybe it's $1,000 I had to raise, not 1,000 feet.
Oh.
There's 1,000 in that.
But there's somewhere there's 1,000 in the equation.
Yeah. Here. Or maybe there are 1,000 people watching. Uh-huh.
Or maybe you tell people 1,000 times that you rappelled off of Lambeau Field and it was 1,000 feet high and all those things, and you raise $1,000. Is that what it is? Maybe.
There. Okay.
Maybe?
I got to figure this one out.
We got plenty of time, but I had to play this song because it's Free Fallin' from Tom
Petty. Love it.
That was a great. I don't even know if they still do that fundraiser, but that was fun. And it was a good cause. They're all good causes.
Anybody else out there that ever rappelled off Lambeau Field, please text us.
There were a lot of people there.
Okay.
People
I remember it was a big event. I know.
It was. You know who was on there? I'll tell you this, Johnny, the guy that you were with Friday night. Cameron, I think.
Cameron Moreland?
I think he was.
It?
I think
Cameron
he
is not a friend of mine. And I told you why.
For those of you tuning in late, Cameron saw John and hadn't seen him in a while. And
took a really nice picture at the game where there was Nina from 26 and Olivia from 26 and Teddy Stefaniak. And we took a really nice picture. I put it on my Facebook. And then afterwards, he goes, hey, I got a really nice picture of you, me, and Ted from 15 years ago at a game. I'm like, awesome. Send it to me. He goes, I will. He goes, wow, you're a lot thinner. And it's like,
that does hurt.
Why would you say that?
I know,
Cameron.
But because it's true, and he does tell the truth. And he's within 3 pounds. Well, 3 degrees. 3 degrees. Guess your weight within 3 pounds. So.
You know, I always win those things.
The weight guess?
At the fairs, they always guess less than I really am. That has happened forever. Because like my thick legs, they don't realize.
I don't think that makes that. I don't know if I tell a lot of people that.
I won teddy bears. Did I tell you I won 14 teddy bears one day Great America? 14 teddy bears I won, all on whack-a-mole. They literally started banning me from the whack-a-mole because they said I won too much. Honest to God truth, 14 teddy bears in one day.
I want to go back to they always guessed your weight. You're always fatter or heavier than they guessed.
Yes, always.
John, now, why would you tell people that?
What do you mean?
Because if you were under, but you're over, that's nothing to brag about.
I think it, Todd.
No. That's
it just means that you carry it well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. I carry it well.
You carry a lot of it.
Well, I'm just saying. By the way, the polls are closed now, ladies and gentlemen.
No, they're not closed.
They're
Johnny,
closed.
No, they're not. They're not closed.
Who looks younger, Mino or the mayor?
I don't think this is a fair.
Mino, 68%, looks younger than the mayor, 32%.
Okay, couple things, Todd. One is that you just jumped into this poll without really consulting.
They're closing the doors
on the
polling station.
We're getting our video this week, and then I think we should do the poll.
Well, this is just what people have seen of us around. I'm just saying. Cole said she saw us at the game, and she said, oh, my God, you look so good. Who is the old guy you're with? I said, well, that was the mayor. Oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
Is he okay? Is he healthy?
Exactly. She's is he doing okay? I keep hearing about this plant-based diet. When's that
going to
start?
Thank God we're
all right.
He's a
heck of a bowler, though.
I'm going to go jog now, and I will see everyone tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock.
Okay. All right. We got a fun week coming up, folks. Hope you enjoy this. Great way to start it off on Victory Monday. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Mino and the mayor. See ya.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own? It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got 4 in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to 4. That sounds manageable.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.